Seen a lot of change in what people wear around here too?
Not really, not too much since I've grown up, because we're pretty much all about in the same income category, and nobody ever had anything that, of course, there was a few of them that was maybe a little bit more elaborate than others, but then we didn't pay any attention
to
them.
So jeans were something you already had growing up?
Yeah, but they never wore them like they do now. Now you wear a pair of jeans, you're dressed up, right? You can go to the most elaborate affair in a pair of jeans, and you're dressed up.
Yeah.
But when we went to a dance or we went someplace, we dressed up.
Dresses.
But now, it seems like all you wear is jeans.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Plenty of people in church yesterday had their jeans on. Did you ever, have you ever raised a garden at all? Is that something you've done?
I didn't. My husband raised a garden.
Really?
And he raised everything that was humanly possible.
Yeah, you said he could grow anything. What kind of things did he grow?
Oh, he'd grow eggplants, he'd grow celeries, he'd grow artichokes, he'd grow cabbage, he'd grow squash, he'd grow chili, garlic. He'd plant the garlic in the fall of the year, and it would come up in the spring.
Yeah.
And he'd plant bell peppers, and you name it. Yeah. Whatever's in the store, he planted.
Wow. Was it all for just your family, or did he?
It was for our family, and there was only the two of us. So you can imagine, all the neighbors and everybody we knew got a taste of the garden.
Is there anything that people typically, your husband excluded, have a hard time growing around here that you hear about, people trying to grow things?
Well, now, the thing that's hardest to grow is cucumbers. That sounds silly, but if you don't get them, see, there's a male and a female. Now, if you plant a male plant, the plant will grow, but it doesn't produce the fruit.
Right.
So you have to dig it up and keep planting until you get a female seed. When you get a female seed, that's when you get the flowers, that's when you get the fruit and the vegetables.
I didn't know that.
Well, didn't you know it was always the girls that did the producing?
Yeah, I knew that part, but I didn't know that.
Well, you know, I'll tell you the truth, I didn't know it either. And then when when he'd plant, and I'd see a beautiful, stream there for the cucumbers or the squash, and there was these buds, and there was no fruit on there.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon, here he comes with a shovel, and he starts digging. I said, well, what's the matter with you? That's beautiful. That plant's lovely. That's a male plant. That ain't going to do any good. That isn't going to give us any squash or cucumbers or...
Huh.
It isn't going to do anything. So he'd dig it up. Maybe he'd plant 2-3 times before he'd actually get a female. Then when you'd start seeing a little squash growing, you hit the right one.
Yeah, right.
And he'd plant tomatoes. He just planted everything.
So you didn't know, like, for a while after you planted something that it was male or female? Just when
you never knew until it could be the most beautiful plant growing. But if you didn't find any fruit or vegetables on the end of it, well, you knew that was a male plant because it wasn't going to produce.
Yeah.
So up it came,
well, that's a lot
end
of
the garbage. But he never said die. I mean, he just kept replanting and replanting until he was sure that he was going to have his fruit in.
Did he raise tomatoes at all?
Oh, lovely tomatoes. We had so many, all kinds. We had so many tomatoes. I packed them. I did everything with them. And, and the bell peppers and chili. He raised chili.
So you have a